Books on Tape presents Love and Other Impossible Pursuits by Ayelet Waldman, read by Susan Deniker. Chapter 1. Usually, if I duck my head and walk briskly, I can make it past the playground at West 81st Street. I start preparing in the elevator, my eyes on the long brass arrow as it ticks down from the 7th, 6th, 5th, 4th floor. Sometimes the elevator stops, and one of my neighbors gets on, and I have no choice but to crack the carapace of my solitude and pretend civility. If it's one of the younger ones, the guitar player with the brush of red hair and the peeling skin, say, or the movie executive in the rumpled jeans and the buttery leather coat, it's enough to muster a polite nod of the head. The older ones require more. The steel-haired women in the self-consciously bohemian dresses, folds of purple peeping from under the hems of black wool capes, demand conversation about the weather or the spot of wear on the oriental carpet runner in the lobby or the front page of the arts section. That is quite nearly too much to bear, because don't they see that I am busy? Don't they realize that obsessive self-pity is an all-consuming activity that leaves no room for conversation? Don't they know that the entrance to the park lies right next to the 81st Street playground, and that if I am not completely prepared, if I do not clear my mind, stop my ears to all sounds other than my own breathing, it is entirely possible, likely even, that instead of striding boldly past the place.